Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for September 1st, 2018. And today I'll be discussing my last two articles regarding deep insights into the next phase of planetary civilization. And this live presentation will be posted as a podcast in a day or two. So when you go to the show notes for this podcast, you'll see links to these articles so you can follow the narrative and pause the podcast to watch the videos or read the articles of the week that you find interesting. The first article was done for the full moon in Pisces almost a week ago, and my intent was to tune into the deep mystical energy of Pisces regarding the highest spiritual insights mankind can aspire to. This is the deep space energy of Pisces, this full moon was aligned with and triggering. And the second article I'll be going into today references the spiritual practicality that steps down the highest truths into a down-to-earth perspective on those universal truths that are shaping the global ascension process as never before. As far as the cosmic weather today, with the global astrology psychology of the hour, there are some strong portents for revelations that I'm also tuning into for this presentation. Usually don't go into the astrology, psychology, what's going on with, you know, the quantum field, energies for Earth. Most people aren't interested in that much, any more than they're interested in homeopathy. Both homeopathy and astrology, of course, are dealing with quantum field dynamics, and we're in we're right on the cusp of the Aquarian dispensation, which is sometimes referred to as the quantum age, quantum reality, quantum science. So when I talk about astrology psychology, I'm talking about the quantum field, deep space energies, and how they're stepped down into our solar system, resonating with the harmony of the spheres, the energies of the different spheres, the different planets with different energies, and how that creates a resonance on different levels that are geometrized, you know, geometric order divinity with trines and sextiles and squares. And I'm always looking at the geometric patterns. Most astrologers will, you know, try to keep it simple and just talk about, you know, the basic trines that are going on, or squares or oppositions or conjunctions, or where the moon is at in the different signs. But I like to take it to the next level. It's like the three-dimensional chess. The deeper dimension is understanding the geometry between the planets, and again, the harmonic resonances in the quantum field with the trines and the. For example, right now there's a grand trine going on in Earth signs between the Sun and Virgo and Uranus and Taurus and Saturn in Capricorn, and it's an anchoring, like a spiritual practicality, you might say. These deep space energies are being stepped down through these planets, which has their own energies, like Saturn being a very congruent, sometimes references the timekeeper because it makes congruent the other energies. But when they're in a grand trine, there's a synergy of the energies, and again, with Saturn and the Sun and Uranus, and these deep space energies, there's a blending of those different energies that create a synergy that's greater than the sum of the parts. So the patterns in astrology, psychology, whether referencing your birth chart and transits as are being triggered, your birth chart is being triggered by transits because the planets keep moving, or whether it's, you know, just taking, you know, the cosmic weather at the moment, and I'm talking about, I did a chart, you know, for today, Saturday, September 1st, at Mountain Time, it's 6:30 p.m. I guess that's 5:30 in California, and East Coast, it's what, going to be much later. Instead of 6:30, it's going to be 7:30, 8:30, 8:30. But anyway, this understanding of these different energies, different deep space cosmic energies, are being geometrized and synergized with these combination of patterns. And I just thought I'd reference that today. I usually don't go into it explaining how I do a show, but usually I'm tuning into the energies at the time, and the articles that I write, I'm looking at the energies of the time and what you might say is timeliness. What are the energies that can be comprehended with this geometric ordered divinity? You might say God consciousness, G-O-D, geometric ordered divinity, sometimes referred to as geometry of divinity, but basically sacred geometry and the understanding of these principles. I'm going to be referencing that a little bit today with some quotes regarding geometric ordered divinity. But just quickly, to give you an idea of what I'm doing, some things that are going on today, for example, there's a hard rectangle going on with the Sun, Venus, Neptune, and Uranus in a pattern, it's a rectangle pattern. And there's a synergy in that pattern. I'm not going to go into the depth of it. That could be a show all on its own with these different patterns here. There's a Yod pattern called a Finger of God that's got Moon for a focus, the Moon in Taurus, and in conjunction with both Venus and Saturn. So it's blending those energies of Venus and Saturn, Venus in Libra and Saturn in Capricorn, and you might say triangulating them with a synergy, with the focus being the Moon in Taurus. Again, I could go into that more, what that means. It's just too much information, but this gives you an idea of what I'm looking at when I'm giving a presentation as far as energies to be focused. Again, the concept of pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for a conscious ascension in a dimension of full comprehension. Which is to say, you know, there's a geometry to all this. There's an order. There's a divine order in the universe, and to the extent that we tune into it, you know, we can get inspiration in different regards. So those are just two patterns. There's this grand earth trine going on with Uranus, Sun, and Saturn. There's a fixed T-square pattern going on, which is between the Moon and Mercury is the focus of that T-square and Jupiter. And so if you've got the Moon and Jupiter in opposition, and they're kind of like in a relationship, and I'm going to be talking about relationships today in terms of personal relationships, planetary relationships, well, these cosmic relationships of the planets, of the spheres, you might say, these spherical, spiritual energies and how they blend in T-squares and trines and different patterns. This is, you might say, the collective field of energy, the collective consciousness of energy, and the way these energies trigger each individual's personal soul contracts, astrology, psychology, from their natal charts. This is the dynamic of conscious evolution, and as you become more conscious of how you're conscious, these processes that go on, you know, for basically for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience, then the conscious evolution process accelerates, matures, and otherwise, you know, develops, involves enlightenment. So this is kind of advanced stuff for advanced initiates. But again, usually don't go into this at all, and so I'm referencing this fixed T-square that's going on right now, but the focus being Mercury in Leo, which is kind of a higher mental energy, resolution of these in a trine. It's a T-square like a trine, but again, it's synergizing these aspects of Jupiter, the Moon, and Mercury, and the energies of this, the deep space energies that they're in, these planets are in, that they're stepping down these deep space energies and focusing on this Mercury and Leo. And I thought I'd mention these different aspects, including a talent triangle going on, Jupiter being in a trine, very tight trine, with Neptune in Pisces, which is a very deep spiritual energy of Neptune in Pisces. And Jupiter in Scorpio is a very transformative energy, and they're both synergized in a trine with the focus being Mars in Capricorn, which is more of a masculine energy than in terms of Capricorn, which is, you might say, God power or the power, you know, the power principle of transformation that Mars is energizing. And so you've got, again, Jupiter and Scorpio, which is a very powerful transformative energy, spiritually, you know, religious, philosophical, educational, in relationship to the deep space energies of Neptune, which is very, in Pisces, which is a very mystical energy, being combined with powerful transformation in Capricorn via Mars, more of a masculine energy. And that's another little aspect going on right now as we speak. And there's another T-square going on with Venus, and Mars is the focus in this case, and also with Pluto and Uranus. Venus being opposition Uranus, and Venus is in Libra. And again, Uranus is in Taurus, and they're both being in a trine relationship with both Pluto and the Mars. So we're having a powerful Pluto, again, as a transformative influence in Capricorn with Mars. And so that's going on also today. So all of these aspects, all of these geometries, are going on, including, and here's another one, there's another talent triangle, it's called, with the trine between Mercury and Saturn, and two sextiles going to focusing, and the focus of this trine called the talent triangle is Venus in Libra. And again, I could go on for 5 minutes talking about the blending of these energies and the implications of it and how it is, you might say, providing inspiration for certain individuals that are sensitive to these energies. And tuning into these energies all combined, you get, of course, a whole which is greater than the sum of the parts. All these energies are blending. And again, different of these different geometric aspects will geometrize a person's natal chart in different ways. This is called the transits because the planets continue to move. But everyone's bioenergetic matrix, which is pretty much set with the first fire breath when they're born, you know, their natal chart, there's harmonic resonances and triggering that goes on with the different geometric aspects. And astrologers understand this intuitively. I mean, it's another language, just like speaking, you know, if your native language is English and you speak French or German or whatever, astrology is like another language, just like homeopathy is. You know, I raised my children with homeopathic remedies and trained under Dr. Mazaman Panos, who was the former president of the National Center of Homeopathy in Washington, D.C. And she was retired and teaching people about homeopathy, and she's quite famous for a book that she did called Homeopathy in the Home. You know, home remedies you can use with homeopathy, and raised our children that way and saw how amazing they work, you know, with the subtle energies of the body, just as astrology is working with the subtle energies of psychology. So this is quantum field science. This is the cosmic weather for the day. I thought I'd give that a little bit of orientation. I don't usually do that, give that much orientation to the astrology psychology and with a little bit of quantum field background story. So today I'm going to be talking about this first of these two articles I did this last week, which is I referred to, and this is on my, you know, the weblog archives, as the relationship dance, like a prayer. And it begins with a picture with Dr. David R. Hawkins, MD, PhD, where he's saying, you know, live your life like a prayer. And again, I did this on August 26th, the full moon in Pisces. I think it was this last Sunday, almost a week ago. And we're talking about the full moon in Pisces. It's kind of an energy that, of course, carries on for a window 3 days after the full moon. But this is kind of the backstory for what I'm going into today, going really deep into, you know, planetary and global transformation and what's going on with the next phase of planetary civilization. So I begin this article on relationships, divine relationships, and the metaphor of the relationship dance, like a prayer, by saying, again, tuning into the full moon in Pisces and saying that this full moon energy speaks more to the heart than the head. So get ahead with more heart. And again, it's kind of a play on words, but the energies of the full moon in Pisces, it has a sensitivity that references different understanding of cosmic love, cosmic law, you know, universal law, cosmic law, and how it relates to personal and collective psychology. And the metaphor I like to use that I began with is that life is the dance. It's the dance of relationships, and not just men and women, but also individuals in the collective of one's family, community, nation, and or the family of mankind and our global village of all connected social networks. And ultimately, the dance is a prayer in relationship to the Creator of all that is real in love, God, love, or however you know God's source. And back to Dr. R. Hawkins, David R. Hawkins, his book, The Eye of the Eye, a quote of his is that, quote, "To understand the nature of God, it is necessary only to know the nature of love itself. To truly know love is to know and understand God, and to know God is to understand love." Well, that's just kind of an in-depth understanding of, you know, the golden rule law language. You know, God is love, and, you know, that's the gold standard. But he says it in a way that helps us to think about, you know, this understanding of deep mystical, you know, the mysteries of God, love. I mean, it's not rocket science, and I'm going to go into it metaphorically with different perspectives in this article. As I go through this narrative, like I say, you can pull up the article and read along. It'll be in the show notes. So, as I say at the bottom, people that are on my email list and receive my blogs, I say skip to the bottom for 4 videos of the week with deep insight into global upgrade dynamics. Now, what I'm referring to is, you know, this whole year I've been doing a series, 2018 Global Upgrade. You might say it's the upgrade dynamics is the ascension process that you know, that's going on personal and on a planetary scale. You know, this is the good news, the big news of global transformation, metamorphosis that I'll be going into. But I'll be kind of dancing around the subject with the article today in a way that hopefully you'll get some more insight into this understanding of a relationship, prayer. And what I say right at the beginning is follow the money, quote unquote money, which is, you might say, your relationship prayer as your worth ship of the ordained currency of conscience. So the currency of conscience, basically, as I've written about in numerous articles over this last year, is the new currency for the next economy. You know, it all comes down to, you know, the real money, the real currency is the evolution, revolution, revelations that's going on with conscientious common sense, a new unity conscience in our global social, political, and economic networks. You know, in our ubiquitous social networks, there's a currency of conscience that is increasing. You know, the valuation of the currency of conscience regarding, you know, truth and you know, the whole truth and exposing the truth and exposing the lie. This is the process that's going on. And the dynamic here is that energy flows where your attention goes. I mean, you bring about what you think about. Conscience is what love does. Now, I'm referring to cosmic love, in terms of the geometric order divinity, the first principles of cosmic law, law of the one, two and one, the L. Law of the one, of course, is the circle. The V is the three and one. The E is that square cross pyramid, four and one, pyramid of self and civilization. These are metaphors I use to orient, you might say, the components to the capstone as the creative ascent process for personal and planetary evolution. So this model of cosmic love, this love model, is a multidimensional, splendiferous thing. And men tend to be more left-brain dominant, as is Western civilization. And women tend to be more right-brain dominant, as is the prevailing public awareness in the Far East. Now, I'm kind of going off on this thing of the male, female, you know, the polarity of the principle of, you might say, sex, male and female, alpha and omega, east and west, you know, as far as energies that are in the field, in the quantum field, and these are like torus fields, you know, within our own brain, left and right brain, and they're in the two hemispheres of the earth. I mean, I had this Lynn McTaggart on the show and talking about her book, The Field and the Bond, her two books, and she talked about on the show how people in the Western Hemisphere developed writing that reads left to right, just as Eastern writing developed with calligraphy that reads right to left. It's because this hemispheric dominance is different. It's in the Eastern and Western hemispheres of the Earth. And so the evolution of language evolved with different from the different dominants. I mean, this is why the Eastern mind has been inscrutable to Western minds. And we're coming from very different perspectives. It's like left brain dominant males and right brain dominant females. And we're far more individualistic in the West because of this, and with a highly specialized, compartmentalized way of thinking. I mean, you know, the language and the way we think from the way we write, and the, you know, with letters combined to make words and words to make sentences, reading left to right, you know, with symbols of symbols that are twice removed from the truth, you might say, from this linear left brain, you know, letter of the law, you know, logic of, you know, thinking in a compartmentalized way with these symbols of symbols. And conversely, in the Far East, there's a much larger spherical way of thinking. I mean, their calligraphy are like little pictograms that are like little pictures that have a whole different orientation to, they're more holistic rather than symbols of symbols. They're, each of the symbols is like a whole pictogram picture in itself. And this references a more of a nonlinear social conscience with highly intuitive common sense attributes. So back to this love model, L, you know, the linear, it's got a, the L is like linear, vertical, and horizontal lines referencing the left brain, and the right brain is the more the circle, the large circle, which there's a circle in all these, you know, the archetypes of the, and the, in the love model graphics. But there's the left and right brain are like the two, you might say, hemispheres of the, they correspond to two hemispheres of the brain, linear and the nonlinear. And like the logical and the intuitive capabilities of male and female, males tend to be left brain dominant and women tend to be more right brain dominant. And of course, the V represents, you know, a balanced brain. And we all have a left and a right hemisphere. And, you know, we're always synergizing, you know, linear and nonlinear aspects of intelligence and communications, you know, moment to moment. And if you're left brain dominant, you tend to, you know, frame, you might say, holistic intuitive feelings with more of the way we think about things. And by that I mean men tend to feel love with their thinking, which is more a linear logical timeline, whereas women tend to think quote-unquote, think in a more nonlinear, intuitive way, by way of their feelings, but not always. I mean, there's a lot of alpha females who dominate with high emotional intelligence, and there's a lot of omega males who are in complementary relationships with alpha females. So this understanding of there's a lot of, so to speak, males and female bodies and females and male bodies, this has become more common sense all over the world now. And of course, the idea of tolerance is that, you know, we're all dealt a different deck of cards, you might say, when we come into embodiment, with our astrology, psychology, our soul contracts, you know, the physiognomy of our body, you know, the sex of our bodies, and of course, the body as a chalice for the indwelling spirit. You know, the matrices are all different. You know, we're all unique expressions of, you know, of a soul essence that goes way beyond the present. I mean, it's like the eternal soul, you know, puts on different embodiments, puts on different bodies for different embodiments, but then the soul goes on learning from the experience. So the love model, you know, the geometric ordered divinity model, is a frame of reference for understanding the universal cosmic order of natural law, you know, geometric ordered divinity, governing the sacred order of the holographic universe. Now, of course, in the copy, I provide a hyperlink underlined to this holographic universe, so you can read several articles and videos, watch several videos about the holographic universe, the understanding how the universe is truly holographic. It's all connected in a way that any one perspective into the universe is just like one holographic, window into the whole, which is as vast as the universe itself. And geometry draws the soul towards truth. This is a quote from Plato. Geometry draws the soul towards truth. So whether you're geometrizing your astrology psychology or looking at the geometric ordered divinity as a frame of reference for cosmic natural law, universal law, the geometry creates frames of reference that helps draw the soul towards wholeness, holiness, you know, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so to speak. So in the larger scheme of soul evolution, the spirit that matters on Earth, as in cosmos at large, is the whole, the holistic, the holographic, and otherwise holy spirit of love and action. It's interesting that the word health, the word whole, the word holy, the word holistic, and the word holographic all have the same word derivative. It's an Anglo-Saxon word, hal, like the computer on Space Odyssey, called HAL. It's an Anglo-Saxon word that means whole or sound. If you think about that, when the whole or Holy Spirit dwells within you, you're of sound body and mind and spirit. It's interesting, the evolution of these words, healthy, whole, holy, holographic, all from this Anglo-Saxon word HAL. And so the Holy Spirit of love and action, as far as geometrically ordered divinity in action, G-O-D, God in action, love in action, this is ancient Hermetic wisdom that says, in the beginning, God geometrized. So whether it's, you know, it's like know thyself, whether you're geometrizing your astrology psychology or geometrizing the order of the universe through astrology, again, a way of knowing thyself, or basically geometrizing or making sense out of the news, which these days there's so much fake news and so much disinformation, and to get the picture or get the pattern, the whole picture, with pattern recognition to see, you know, repeating patterns of truth where you get a clear picture of what's really going on in the world, you know, deep insights into the next phase of planetary civilization, which I'm going to be going into more so. So, again, back to this deep space energies of Pisces, when I did this first energy, there's a depth. I'm going more so into the depth of understanding these principles that are truly universal, that frame, you might say, conscious evolution. And this geometrizing of information, you might say organizing information in formation with pure geometric thought forms for expanding consciousness. This is the learning process for conscious evolution. And it follows natural law whereby we geometrize our divine destiny. And the full moon energies opened a window into that process. It was a good time for our life review insights and future memory revelations. I provided a hyperlink on that future memory concept, the future of time, with an understanding of the four archetypal ways that people perceive time differently, like the four archetypes of Jung, but instead of terms of the archetypes of space, you might say, the archetypes of consciousness, the patterns of consciousness, we're talking about patterns of how we perceive time differently. And a lot of people are not aware of that, and that's an interesting link for those who want to go deep into, you might say, self-realization, self-discovery of how you perceive time in an archetypal way as related to maybe a significant other, how they perceive time differently. It's a fascinating article. It was actually done back in 1973. It's at that future memory link in the copy that'll be in the show notes for this deep insights, the first article. So this August full moon that just happened, it aligns with the deep space energies of Pisces, a very nonlinear mystical sensitivity that speaks to our timeless souls. And the message is profound intuitive insight into our soul purpose, the universal meaning of everything, and how we are all connected by way of universal, natural, cosmic law governing the order of the universe and our role in this 3D to 5D movie that we're in. It's like a movie. It's like a temporary script with our soul contracts that we agreed to before incarnating. So this full moon energy that, there's some momentum it's going to be carrying over, the influence, through this next lunar cycle, like initiated from full moon to full moon, it kind of represents the zeitgeist spirit of the times, with mass awakening to deep state deception and high state correction in our consciousness and our core social institutions. Awakening to the deep state deception and high state correction, like higher conscience, whereby we become conscious of the patterns of conscious evolution that's going on from deep state to high state. I mean, our institutions are transforming. Our consciousness is transforming. This is not just a paradigm shift from patriarchal dominance to rise of the divine feminine. I mean, this is a world-changing event that's, in fact, a global upgrade of social conscience in our all-connected social networks. And this event is really referencing our divine destiny, to become more conscious of how we are individually and collectively conscious. This is the currency of conscience that will define and refine the next economy, as I referenced below, or before. So you can read that link, currency of conscience, if you haven't before. And it gives you an understanding of how, as conscious evolves, the currency of conscience, the economy, the economics, the economic order evolves, our social, political, and economic institutions evolve. And according to natural cosmic law, which human laws are ultimately accountable to, mankind will only be allowed to utilize extremely advanced suppressed technologies to the extent we raise our spiritual IQ. Now, this is an important point. This is one of those deep mysteries unveiled here, because people have asked me so many times since the first of the year, in particular, so many people on more than 10,000 people on my email list, so many of them have asked me, well, how come these extremely advanced technologies, the secret space program, the technologies that have been coming out, How come they're not being utilized to provide extraordinary abundance of free energy technology, healing technologies, breakthrough technology? Well, it's like these advanced technologies can be abused as well as they can be used. So it's important that we have a more advanced spiritual technology, like spiritual IQ, spiritual frames of reference, spiritual checks and balances, so that we don't abuse the power of technology. I mean, technology is like money. It's only as good as the ethical valuation behind the use of it. And we're talking about the evolution of a whole new norm of 5D divine direction. The understanding of the fifth dimension, 5D divine direction, what that looks like, and I've provided a link on that, this understanding of this archetypal understanding of the different dimensions, one-dimensional thinking, two-dimensional thinking. It's like the thought forms in the love model, the law of the one, the law of the two-in-one, the three-in-one, the four-in-one, the five-in-one. We're talking about different dimensional frames of reference on the first principles of cosmic law, the law of one, unity and diversity, and a 5D integrated understanding perspective that's becoming the new normal. I mean, some people are there now. Others, not so much. It's a process. And most of the people reading this have had flashes of it, insights of it, or lots of co-measurement with the understanding of what 5D is, multidimensional consciousness. And we're talking about a process of personal and planetary ascension, and it's sometimes referred to PTC, planned, timed, coordinated. Well, planned is like the L linear left brain. Timed is O nonlinear spherical spiritual right brain. Coordinated is like V, the corpus callosum does the brain switching. And this all naturally leads to holistic holographic integration in the E in the love model, which is, of course, the model of the pyramid of self and civilization with the capstone. And this is the biomimicry model. It's how the brain hemispheres work as the holodeck between your ears. Of course, the center, you got the left brain, the right brain, the upper brain, the lower brain, the forebrain, foresight, rear brain, hindsight, and you've got the third eye chakra right in the middle, the pineal gland right in the middle, pituitary glands in the middle of the hemisphere that regulates everything in the body, regulates consciousness, and ideally God vision when you're centered and connected. Now, of course, when a person's in the reptilian brain, it's more reactive than proactive, but these are the dynamics that go on between the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain. This is how the holodeck between your ears is how these brain hemispheres work. And of course, I provide a link on the word the holodeck, the holographic field, you might say, the field, the unity field between your ears, and how that resonates and relates to the unified field, in cosmos, as above, so below; as within, so with all. I mean, the understanding of where this is all going is not out there; it's within. And again, on Earth, as in cosmos, within, you might say the consciousness as the larger consciousness of collective, the field of consciousness, and whatever field that may be that you're tuning into. Again, energy flows where attention goes. So there's a language of consciousness that's called light language for the brain holodeck, and this is the universal language of consciousness for culturing enlightened social conscience and our all connected global social networks. And I provide a link on light language so you can go to that, the understanding of light language as, the full spectrum of light, the full spectrum of consciousness, and how different rays of consciousness relate to different energies in the full spectrum. And people are on different frames of, different bands of the perspective with their consciousness. Some people have more full spectrum consciousness than others. Other people have more are specialized you know, in more left brain or right brain or combinations of different bands of the spectrum. And we always hear about full spectrum autism, but we never hear about full spectrum consciousness. And there's a dynamic there. And so light language goes into that. So it's through understanding things like light language and holistic spherical frames of reference like the love model that provides topology, frames of reference, you know, for you might say the technology of consciousness. And without this holistic frame of reference, technology, like money, has a duh side effect, you know, as in dense, unconscious, and heartless. It becomes materialistic and devoid of spirituality. So it's only by balancing the power of wisdom with love, you know, the L, O, and V in the love model, that we are able to synergize and harness the threefold frequencies of the Holy Trinity, power, wisdom with love. It's like the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of government. I mean, this threefold principle is universal. You see it in astrology. You see it in the linear squares and oppositions. You see the spherical blending of energies, you know, for wisdom, you know, and you see it in the love, like in the Trinity, the trines, where there's a synergizing with a harmonious blend of energy, the love, the power, wisdom, and love. It's through astrology, it's through psychology. These principles are universal. And this is how, you know, this understanding is how we're able to synergize and harness the Holy Trinity at the heart of each heart, the heart of global civility and the heart of conscious evolution, revelations shaping our divine destiny. You know, the heartware model of an interactive interface for mass to mass communications. Now, this is the foundation of it, the balance of the threefold flame, you might say. So, God love, divine love, geometrically ordered divinity love has methods. There's the divine order in the universe and relationships with mutual self-respect and self-determination for self-elevation will honor the higher self as mediator for the soul, for perception correction through self-knowledge, for wholeness as holiness, for us as, you know, in a unity state, U.S. unity state as united sovereigns. Again, U.S., the new us, united sovereigns with universal settings, you might say. You know, you talk about the settings on your computer, then there's universal settings for global telecommunications. And this is the relationship prayer. So there's a full spectrum of relationships with different perception timelines, a full spectrum of consciousness. With different ways of perceiving time, as I referenced before, and again, I provided a link on these different perception timelines because if you're not aware of it, reading that article that gets into the perception timelines provide a powerful tool for self realization, for self awareness, and with a sensitivity to others' way of perceiving time, and it's like the gift of the Holy Spirit is having such a sensitivity to other people's perceptual styles, it's as if those who you are talking to or communicating with, it's if, you know, you were speaking to yourself. You have such a sensitivity when you know, with the way they perceive time, the way they perceive reality. So this is Aquarian mastery, and we're talking about the Aquarian dispensation of quantum reality. There's this quantum science in the field and how our consciousness has a connection, just like with the internet. There's an instant everywhere interactive quantum reality whereby, you know, everyone is connected. And the more we become conscious of how we are conscious in this regard, the more that we recognize and utilize the natural cosmic order of the universe, and understand how this was the time prophesied, prophesied anciently, you know, that there would be this time when the veil is lifted. I mean, this is what's going on with the globally, with the shift in energies, you know, and as Earth is now cycled into these deep space energies of Aquarius, and there's a thinning of the veil. It's like fog, like the fog on the still waters that vaporize at sunrise. I mean, our 3D intellectual quotient, you know, our IQ, is being upgraded with emotional intelligence, referred to as EQ, of a 4D time nature. And this understanding of 4D is time, 3D is space, and 5D conscience is this understanding of the different dimensions and how they're integrated in the consciousness of many people now who are waking up, wising up, rising up. And I'm going to be going into that in the last part of this presentation, which I don't have that much time left, so I'm going to kind of give a quickie orientation to the rest of this first article. But basically, we're talking about there's a collective shift in consciousness. There's a movement from more of a linear left brain dominance to a more of a non-linear right brain holistic common sense orientation. And this movement, this process of creating, co-creating, you might say, a balance in all five dimensions. Of the L, O, the V is like the thesis, antithesis, synthesis in all five dimensions of the E, of the pyramid of self and civilization. You know, basically integration of consciousness with God vision, that basically references, you know, the cosmic initiation of Aquarius and the Aquarian mandate of universal freedom, freedom in love, freedom by love, freedom for cosmic love of a universal nature. So in the larger scheme of eternal progression, there's common law, patterns of perfection and common language for inspired direction, centering love within. So when we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. Either we optimize unity or we're insensate. Excuse me. So, talking about the unveiling of our cosmic destiny, and there's I go into the rest of this presentation. Four mind-expanding videos of the week to reward open-minded discernment at this time of the full moon in Pisces. And this is kind of an in-depth discernment exercise that's good at this time of this next month following this full moon in Pisces. It's like a cosmic disclosure event, you know, waking up to a lot of stuff, waking up to our space family, waking up to our cosmic history. There's a video on the mystery of the deep sea, the Dead Sea Scrolls. Well, that's mind blowing. I mean, they've been covered up. They haven't been released because those who have seen them, they refer to basically the angels referred to in the Bible that was translated. Turns out to be that they were people that would materialize in front of people, people that would come down in these spaceships and speak to them. They thought they were the gods. They thought they were angels. They called them angels. They translated them angels, but they were like, you know, space brethren. Now, fundamentalists will have a problem with that. That, you know, we have that there's cosmic beings that have been coming to Earth for thousands of years and trying to raise the consciousness of the tribes of Earth, you know, the natives of Earth. A lot of fundamentals would just, you know, reject all that wholesale because their mind's made up. You know, don't confuse me with facts. But again, some people are getting more understanding of what's going on with the secret space program and basically the whole history, the history of alien intervention in Earth's affairs, mostly benign and indirect, with the idea of helping to raise our consciousness, that which is going on now big time. This is the current geopolitical events that's going on, you might say, is an existential battle for the soul of America. A lot of people are waking up, wising up, and rising up, and it's challenging the deep state deception. I mean, the Internet, people can find out what they want to know about anything, and people are waking up to what's really going on with the big deceptions. And there's one funny video I really highly recommend. It's Bruce Lipton, who's a brilliant guy in many regards, talking about the shift in consciousness. And it's rather short video, but it's like him being in Congress, you know, like at the founding of America with the founding fathers, and he's got a kind of a wig on where he's speaking to Congress, you know, at the founding of America. And he's talking about deism. There's a philosophy of science with spirituality, which the founding and how and why the founding fathers were deists. Interesting perspective. Anyway, I'm going to jump. I've just got about 9 minutes left in the presentation. I'll provide a link on this article, The Next Phase of Planetary Civilization. And it's a follow-up from the article I've just gone into on Deep Insights. And it begins with a graphic, and this graphic, it's an infographic, which is a crop circle that shows, it looks like a pyramid with a capstone on top of it, which looks like a keyhole. And you might say the cosmic key is that global civilization is going through an ascension process. And the capstone vision of this process, is this upward mobile event, is the creative ascent process that will make it so. And Edgar Cayce's quote, which is in this infographic, says that each and every soul will become consciously aware of the ability to communicate with the divine. I mean, this is important. This is where we're going. I mean, we're not there yet. Not each and every soul isn't there. A lot of souls are aware of this, that there's an ability to communicate with the divine. And, of course, you know, anyone in prayer has that sense of communicating with the divine. And so the relationship prayer that we have with the divine, how we involve and evolve our divine destiny, you know, that's, might say, the highest good. So this next article goes into that in a dimensional way with, the threefold flame from a different perspective of balance, power, wisdom, and love, and cosmic law, universal law, language, you know, the love model in a different perspective, with an understanding that of full spectrum enlightenment, how that works for conscious evolution, revelations. I mean, like, the only way out is in, going within for the insight and outlook for understanding the overview, you might say. So there's some interesting videos there I think you'll find interesting, and an action plan for initiates. And I thought I'd pretty much wrap it up with that. You can read that for yourself, go into it, and different people will find different things, infographics, videos, article links that you might find interesting, something maybe you'd like to share with your friends, how you can link the light and let it shine and be divine. You know, so keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Thanks for listening. Catch you in a few weeks. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.